Praise the Lord, good evening. Let's start our worship with a prayer. Father, we thank you and we praise you. We come before the name of Jesus. We thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness to us. Ask you to lead us in the way that you want us to go on, O Lord. We ask you to come and visit us in this meeting. We invite your Holy Spirit. Come and minister to each and every one of us here and to our brethren in other places. In the name of Jesus, we pray that your name will be lifted up and your name will be glorified, O God, in the life of your church and your people. Let's give thanks to God. We thank you, Lord, for all what we are able to achieve from morning till now. We thank you for miracles and wonders, and your help and your support and the guidance that we receive from you, God. Thank you for answering our prayer. Thank you for the new souls that harvested. Thank you for the new ministries and new areas. Thank you for revival and coming back of backslider, back to your work and back to service to serve you and to give you glory and honor in the name of Jesus. We thank the Lord for your place, your church here in UAE and all the extension of your church to our brothers and sisters and families and congregations and other parts of the world, in Oman, in Iraq, in Kuwait, in India, in Sri Lanka, in Pakistan, in Philippines, in Australia, in America, in Sierra Leone, in Malawi. Oh God, we pray, we honor all the extension of your church, and all the parents, the elders, the pastors, the leaders of the church. We pray, protect us, all of us, from COVID-19. And I pray also, don't allow us to be vaccinated by force in the name of Jesus. We pray also for favor that we receive from all this government. Oh God, that you prosper these places as you ask us to pray for the prosperity of these places, so we too will prosper in the name of Jesus. We pray also, Lord, that whatever our logistic needs, documentations, whatever papers we need, that you will provide for us through all these governments in the name of Jesus. We pray also blessing and protection for all the jobs and income, the places that our brethren are working. Prosper all these places of work and use them mightily for your glory, O God. I pray as we bring our tithes and our offering and our first fruit and vows to you, Lord, you will be the one to open the floodgates of heaven and bless us and pour out so much blessing upon us, and you rebuke the devourer in our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray also, God, that you will use all our contacts, our families, members, our neighbors, our friends, our neighborhood area, Lord, that you will use them as a field for evangelism, to evangelize, to reach them with the gospel of yours in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, blessing upon all the ministries, the Watchman ministry, bless all the prayer warriors and use them mighty for your glory. I pray also, Lord, for the church school ministry, bless it and use it to reach new families and you, also students and parents who delight to raise up their children in a godly way. Bless the farming ministry, Lord, and use a style of life to challenge others to work hard and to do the work of yours. I pray also, Lord, for the also publication ministries and for the translation ministry. Lord, we pray that you use them to bring your message to different languages and the people who need your word, and we pray, O God, that we will continue to evangelize, O Lord. I pray for the refilling of the Holy Ghost. I pray for more people to be baptized with the Holy Ghost, to receive the gift of speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongue, to receive also gift of healing, gift of faith, message of wisdom, message of knowledge, ushering, encouragement, giving generosity, pastoring, gift of evangelists, teachers, and prophets, whatever gift we lack and we need, Lord, for You say, for your father know what you need before you ask. Give us what we need, whatever skills, abilities, talents. Let the Holy Spirit minister to us and provide all these things to us. So we go on and serve and to be effective and a fruit bearer in our midst. I pray for each and every one of us to work the best to reproduce the fruit of the Holy Spirit, love, peace, joy, self-control, gentleness and kindness, patience, long-suffering, perseverance, faithfulness, humility, righteousness, that people, oh God, we see through our lives. I pray for more areas to reach with the gospel. I pray for more Bible studies to be planted. I pray for more congregation to be planted by you, oh God. Lord, lead us and guide us. Holy Spirit, anoint this worship of today. Anoint the songs, the prayers. Anoint the giving. Anoint this recording and make it reach to the part of your bodies, O God, to our brethren, to where this message needed. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. We magnify you. We adore you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's all stand and worship the Lord. Let us seek the Lord.
Oh, God, you are my God.
us, O God. We trust you, Lord, that you will lead us. And Lord, we lay down our life at your feet. Use us, O God. I know it is in every one of us to go on and save you. Thank you, God. Anoint our worship. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Clap your hand to the Lord and give him the praise that is due for him. Lord, we continue to live our life to you, O God. We thank you, Lord, for your blood that was shed on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. We are ever grateful to you, O God, for your work that you have done in our lives. Help us, O God, to lay down our life for the gospel's sake, to reach other people, and to continue to live and doing your will as you ordain it. Speak to us this evening. I bring us in deep relationship with you and guide us in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's collect our tithes and our offerings and our first fruits unto the Lord. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for all that we have received from you. Lord, as we bring our tithes and offerings and first fruits in our vows, open the windows of heaven and bless us. And pour out so much blessing upon us, upon my brothers and my sisters who obey you, that we have no place to keep your blessing. Now rebuke the devourer in our life, and let all nations know that we are blessed by you. Use this money to reach the lost, O God. And I pray, O Lord, all the needs of the church, we trust you that you will provide everything. As you had provided for us from the past, even till now, we lack no good things. We trust you the coming days you will do the same. And you will fight the battle for us. You will raise up workers and servants of yours. You will raise up an army to save you with us. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. We continue today speaking about the faith and deeds. This will be part 6. And we started to speak about the faith of Abraham, as we have read in the book of Hebrews, that the work of Abraham is that go with his faith. As we have read in James 2, verse 20 to 24, but wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he had offered Isaac, his son, upon the altar? See thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. You see, then how that by works a man is justified and not by faith only. And we have read also Genesis 14, verse 20 to 70, how when Abraham came back from his slaughter for the kings and after his victory, what he did. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Kedlomar and of the kings that were with him at the valley of Shavi, which is the king's dale. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine. And he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God, which has delivered thine enemies into thine hand. And he gave him tithes of all. We continue today, you speak about what are the deeds that Abraham did. And we learn from these deeds and we need to apply in our life. Your faith will be tested with the actions that you are going to do after you receive a victory and the blessing of God. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and praise you. Anoint my lips and put verses and scriptures that your people, each and every one of them, understand your will and speak to us clearly so that we know how to honor you. I pray, take your words and spread it. Make it reach to the ears of your people and the people who need to hear this message. This is all we ask and I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. As we mentioned, that Abraham entertained Melchizedek, the king of Salem, who came out to meet him and receive the further blessing of God. Let us learn more from the actions of Abraham, so we will learn of what we need to do after we receive the victory and the blessings from God. Abraham gave his tithe to the Lord, as we have read in Genesis 14:19, and he gave him tithes of all. Tithing is an ordinance of God in which we give the tenth of all which we receive from God. This is the law of God, and it represents our acknowledgement that all good things we receive had come from God. This action of tithing represents our faith in God and our faithfulness toward Him. Tithing represents our faith in God and our faithfulness to Him, who had given us all what we have in our hands. When God blessed Abraham with a victory, and he was able to recover the people of Lot and along with the goods, he offered the tithes of the spoil. Bringing the tithe to God was Abraham's acknowledgement of God bringing the plunder to him. Giving our tithes is an act of expressing our faithfulness and trusting God that He is in our lives, and He is the one who helps us through our struggles. Before Melchizedek, king of Salem, met Abraham, we have read that the king of Sodom went out to meet him. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Kedlomar, and of the king that were with him at the valley of Shavi, which is the king's dead. That's in verse 17. What I teach the people about tithing, their income or their salary, and the other bonuses and allowances they receive, I teach them that Satan always comes to tempt God's people to spend the money on other things before giving the tithes. Therefore, what I instruct the people, that once you receive salary or income, the first things you should do is to take the tithe out and put it in an envelope, write your name and bring it to the church. Then, after that, you can spend what you need. It is important that once we receive our earning, we separate the tithe and bring it to his storehouse, the church. Giving the tithe is not giving to man, but to God. Abraham gave the tithe to Melchizedek, who was the type of Christ. And he was the priest of the Most High God, King of Peace and King of Righteousness. We can read that in Hebrews chapter 7, verse 3. Without father, about Melchizedek, without father, without mother, without descendant, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abideth a priest continually. And also in verse 8, Hebrews 7:8, and here men that die receive tithe, but there he receiveth them of forth, of whom it is witness that he liveth. When Abraham gave his tithe to Melchizedek, Levi also paid his tithe. We can read that in Hebrews 7, 9 and 10. Hebrews 7, verse 9 and 10. And as I may so say, Levi also, who received tithe, paid tithe in Abraham. For he was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him. Hebrews 7, 9 and 10. Verse 19. Therefore, when we give our tithes, our children who are still not yet born are giving their tithes to God. Therefore, we need to take the responsibility to teach and discipline our children to be honest and to tithe their income correctly. As we read in Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. The tithes need to be collected by the pastors and the faithful workers of the church, and they need to be recorded and accounted You can read that about that in Hebrews chapter 7 verse 5. And verily they that are of the sons of Levi, who receive the office of the priesthood, have a commandment to take tithes of the people according to the law, that is of their brethren, though they come out of the loins of Abraham. Hebrews 7 verse 5. Why the pastors and the faithful workers of the church should collect the tithes. It is not only about honest people who need to collect and keep the money, but as well as to deal with the individual lives of the people. Before collecting the tithes, the church leaders should examine the individual lives of the people. We should not only collect the tithes, but we should examine the individual lives of the people, know their problems, the status of their finances and other struggles that they are passing through. People who live in sin, yet give their tithes, will not be blessed by God unless they repent. The rule is that we should direct the people by expounding to them the truth and counsel them to repent and come back to God. This will be the way to show that we love our brethren by facilitating their spiritual growth. Collection of the tithes come after reaching out to the people and educating them in the Word of God, and serving them and meeting their spiritual needs. If we fail to do that, we are not helping the people. We are not doing the work of God well, and we are unworthy to receive the people's tithes. If some people in the congregation are not able to give their tithes, the church should make every effort to raise them and save their lives. Find out why they are not able to give and help them to get back on their feet. I usually recommend the tithe to be put in an envelope mentioning the tithe giver's name and the amount with the date of giving. There is a frequent question that I am asked by those who cannot understand why they need to write their names on the envelope. And they will use what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6 verse 1 to 4. Let's read this one. He said, the Lord Jesus said, take heed that do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the street, that they may have the glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which sees in secret himself shall reward thee openly. Matthew chapter 6 verse 1 to 4. Jesus said that about giving alms and not about giving tithes. Putting the tithes in an envelope and writing your names on it is a good policy, so that those who are not yet giving their tithes can be approached for spiritual counseling. The Levites who are called to the office of the priesthood are required to mention each person's name and the amount that the person gave. That is in Hebrews chapter 7 verse 5, as we have read. And verily they that are of the sons of Levi, who receive the office of the priesthood, have a commandment to take tithes of the people according to the law, that is of their brethren, though they come out of the loins of Abraham. Hebrews 7, verse 5. There are reasons for not giving the tithe, and as the following: unfaithfulness, ungratefulness, rebelliousness, bad stewardship, lack of faith and not trusting God, greed, worldliness and leisure activities, lack of knowledge, lack of trust in the church. Going through the scriptures will open our understanding of these points about tithing and will teach us also lessons. Now let's stand. We will continue about tithing next week. Abraham is the first one who gave his tithe to the Lord. The first one mentioned in scripture. He's our father. And we need to do these good works. Thank you, God, for your word to us. Thank you, Lord, to teach us to give you as a due for you. Oh God, let your word bring fruit. I pray for faithfulness. Let's come to the Lord. Repent of your sin. Repent of your ungratefulness and unfaithfulness. And come back and give to the Lord what is due for him. Oh God, we pray that your word will spread and bring the fruit that you desire in the life of your church and your people. Oh God, bless us. Enlarge our territory that you have with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.